ACCA Podcasts. Bouncing back from a fail. Failing an exam can feel like the worst thing in the world. How do you pick yourself back up? Understand what went wrong so you pass next time. People studying for their ACCA qualification often put a lot of pressure on themselves to pass all exams at their first attempt. But most do badly in an exam at one time or another. So if this has happened to you, you are most definitely not alone. In fact, fewer than 50% of students passed Performance Management F5, Financial Reporting F7, Audit and Assurance F8, and Financial Management F9 in the December 2017 sitting, reflecting the growing complexity of the ACCA exams, building towards the professional level. Pass rates for the professional exams ranged from 29% to 56%, which shows you how tough it gets at the professional level too. But don't be disheartened by this, says Paul Kirkwood, ACCA lead tutor at AVADO. It's important to understand that these are challenging exams. After all, the ACCA qualification is equivalent to a master's degree level of study. Still, failing an exam can really knock down your confidence, leaving you feeling deflated, embarrassed, even depressed. You may start questioning your ability and intelligence and doubting if you will ever pass, says Stuart Pedley-Smith, head of learning at Kaplan Financial. Dr. Elaine Garcia is senior program leader of business, banking and finance at Interactive Pro. She says, "You may even feel like you don't wish to carry on with your studies, especially if you had spent a lot of time preparing for the exam. On top of this, you probably worry about your employer's reaction, especially if you are on a training contract and the employer is funding your studies and paying for your exams. Will they continue to do so when they hear the news?" Even if you are feeling low after failing, it's important to stay positive. Kirkwood says, "Some of the best professional accountants I know did not pass their exams first time. There is no shame in struggling to pass one or more exams. Everyone is on their own journey, and often I am most proud of those students who battled to succeed." Most employers will be sympathetic too. They might have been in a similar position once, and if you can explain the reasons for failing, they will understand and offer to support you so that you pass next time, says Garcia. But how do you pick yourself up if you are feeling low? Continuing to believe in yourself is key, says Tejan Ibrahim, ACCA tutor at Bratim Training Nigeria. He suggests that you think back to any good exam results you had in the past. If you could do it once, you can do it again. Also, remind yourself how important the ACCA qualification is for the career path you've chosen. This will give you the boost you need, he says. Adil Abbasi is a qualified accountant at INI Accounts, and provides support to others doing their exams. He says, "Never lose hope and keep trying. As many entrepreneurs say, failure is often the first step towards success." Also, speak to colleagues who have recently done the exams and draw upon their experience. Everyone will want you to succeed, so tap into them for motivation and tips. The fact that you failed an exam doesn't mean that you haven't got what it takes. Failure is not a confirmation of inherent weakness, it simply provides information to help you improve. Together with hard work, this is a recipe for success next time, says Pedley-Smith. Garcia adds that it's important that you keep on track with your studies and not fall behind because of the result. It can also be helpful to retake the exam as soon as possible. But first, you must understand where you went wrong. Identifying why you failed is important for one reason, to pinpoint what you need to do better next time, says Pedley-Smith. It might have been a lack of knowledge. If so, can you narrow it down to a specific topic or subject area? Or perhaps you ran out of time and so need to practice more questions under timed conditions. Poor time management is a common reason for exam failure. Garcia says, when you enter an exam, read the instructions carefully and make sure you know how many questions you need to answer. Pay attention to the number of marks associated with a question 2. It can be useful to divide your time according to the marks you'll be awarded and to only spend that amount of time on each given question. Pedley Smith points out that students often say they didn't understand what the questions were asking. That's why practicing past questions and looking at the answers is so important, he says. You'll get a feel for the way questions are asked and what the solution should look like. Another common mistake is not making full use of all the available resources. Often students do not even realize that they can access past exams and examining team guidance on the ACCA website, says Kirkwood. The examining team guidance, available for each exam, is an essential study resource. They set out the mistakes that students commonly make and how to avoid them. There are also guidance articles and videos setting out the general approach to the syllabus and the exams, with tips on how to improve your exam performance. When Kirkwood talks to students who failed an exam, most admit that they had found it hard to fit their studies around work, family, and social life. Many students struggle to get this balance right, but ensuring that you have sufficient time to study is critical if you want to pass. Ensuring that you have allowed sufficient time will help you to stay calm. Taking an exam is a scary thought for almost all students, and some fail because they allow themselves to panic, says Garcia. But knowing that you have prepared as fully as possible will allow you to enter the exam with confidence, and this can be a deciding factor to ensuring success. However, while self-confidence helps, overconfidence may not. Ibrahim says that some students, especially first-time ACCA students, try to bite off more than they can chew. They tend to underestimate what is required to pass a professional exam and sit for more exams than they can actually pass comfortably. They also tend to leave revising to the last minute, which might have worked for them at college or university. Finally, you may want to try a different study method to help you pass next time. Self-study students sometimes fail their exams because of a lack of appropriate support and guidance. If this has been you, says Ibrahim, try tuition, either face-to-face or online. Essential study resources. Visit accaglobal.com to access a wide range of study resources, including exam-specific study and retake guides, examining team guidance and reports from past sessions, syllabus details, specimen exams and past exam papers, technical articles, and more.